decided I'm just gonna hang out in bed in my undies for a while and see what happens. Maybe I'll talk some shit. Maybe I'll see if I can explain this thing to you, talk you through what this little loop is, and see if we can get anywhere with it. See if there's anything worth listening to. Essentially, it's utterly vanilla, utterly unoriginal, but essentially it's just me tasting you. It's me giving you head, I guess. I suppose. Imagine you are sitting in your chair. I don't know. Maybe you got some shorts on. Maybe you got pants on, or maybe you're just completely naked. I don't know. Whatever works for you. However you usually listen, it's fine. But, no, fuck it. It's my fantasy. You are in your chair and you're wearing some shorts. And you got your headphones on. And you're totally just sprawled back in your chair. Your head's back. I think you're probably listening to some audio. Anyway, you can't see me because your eyes are closed. I'm just standing in the doorway. Just checking you out. I think you're really fucking hot. Looking at you excites me. Especially when I can see that you're turned on. I don't know who you're listening to, I guess, in an ideal, weird little loop, I guess. I guess you're listening to me. But it doesn't really matter, it doesn't matter. Just so you're enjoying yourself, and I can see that you are. Because your head's back. And you got one hand on your chest. You're just stroking your chest, maybe playing with your nipples a little bit. Maybe pinching them. I don't know if they're sensitive, but as it's my fantasy, they are. So you got one hand playing with your nipples, just pinching them and tweaking them. And the other hand, you're just resting it on your bulge. It's really lightly stroking it a little. Nothing much, just tracing your fingers over. I'm just standing in the doorway, still having a big fucking perv on you. Truth be told, I'm rubbing my breast too. And I'm a little envious of your fingers stroking you, stroking your nipples. I'm trying to kind of mimic it with mine, but I'd much rather my lips were on you. You like what you're listening to, I can tell that, because of the way you're breathing. And I guess I can see you sort of shifting in your chair a bit. I can see every now and then something I'll just make you just have a little thrust up. And maybe you'll adjust yourself a little bit through the fabric of your shorts. Stroke your thumb down your shaft. What I'm doing now, I'm actually stroking my thumb down from my clit, just over my slit. It's already turning me on thinking about this. It doesn't take much. I can already feel myself kind of warming up. I had a little bit of lube I've used. I don't need any more because I'm kind of starting to ooze it out. Ooze out my own lube, which is much nicer. It's a much nicer texture. It's silkier. As much as it's turning me on watching you, and it is, it's incredibly, incredibly fucking hot to see you just completely unselfconscious, just stroking yourself, completely unaware that anyone's watching, and just fucking going for it. As much as that turns me on, I kind of need to be a little bit more involved, so. I'm just gonna take my clothes off. I'm gonna crawl across the floor. Until I'm kneeling. Between your legs. I can see you're rubbing yourself harder through the fabric of your shorts. I can see that your bulge is growing. And I can see that there's a little drop of moisture there, which is kind of cool because it's certainly got the moisture between my legs. Although right now I'm a little more than moist, I seem to have sprung a leak. So, I'm not touching you yet, I just want to sit down here looking up at you, between your thighs. I can see your abdomen and your chest, I can see the base of your neck. Your jaw, because your head's thrown back. I can't see your face, I can't see your eyes. Now, this could be a little risky, but what I'm going to do, I gotta get my hands and I gotta rest them on your thighs and I gotta push them open wider. So, expect you to be surprised, but I'm hoping you're not gonna punch me or something. That would be shit. Anyway, so jump a little, and your eyes flare open a little bit. Then you see it's me. You see that I'm smiling, and I guess you think that's okay. I guess you can see in my eyes that I'm not bothered by this. In fact, I'm really fucking turned on by this. I tell you that I've been standing there watching you. All in your own fucking pleasure. I just quickly grab your hand. I just want to place it between my legs so you can see that I'm telling the truth. I'm not lying. It turns me on so much to see you fucking pleasure yourself like that. between your legs. I want to pull your shorts down and then kneel up. I put my mouth over that wet patch in your shorts. Taste you, please. I really want to do that. Can I taste you, please? Can I rest my tongue on that wet patch and see if I can taste you, if I can suck it through the fabric? I look up at you and make eye contact. I want to wrap my lips around you through the fabric and rest my tongue just on the head of your cock. Maybe just spit a little so my wetness mixes with yours. Or maybe give you a little tease of how much better it would feel if your cock were free of those shorts, so I could taste you properly. Oh, that's a really nice thought. And that's a thought that is like increasing my wetness now by a fucking order of magnitude. So yeah, I guess that's okay with you. You're out of those shorts. Yeah. Sit back down in the chair. Stroke my hair a little. Let me come up on my knees. Let me grab your thighs a little. But before I take you in my mouth, there's something else that I really like doing that I really like it being done to me, but I'll describe it to you and you can tell me what you think. Tell me if you like it, if you think it sounds good. But I like it. So I'm gonna kneel up between your legs. I'm gonna have one hand on either thigh. And what I want to do is with my tongue, I want to lick a little part. And then I want my fingertips and the pad of my thumb to follow that little path. Just a little bit of skin at a time. So first what I want to do, I want to bend my head down into your lap. I want to get my tongue nice and wet. I want to bend down and I want to lick. Starting down the bottom, I want to lick right up the crease of your thigh. Right up the crease of your thigh. And then in that wetness, I want to trail my fingers up behind. Just a little bit at a time. Really soft. Just tasting you. Concentrating on tasting your skin. And your sweat. Breathing you in. And then sliding my fingers up in the path. And just feeling you sort of quiver and tense. that really turns me on. My lower body's shaking thinking about that. I just love that. I can feel how you respond with my fingers. And I can taste you, and I can taste all the little changes in your skin with your arousal. I want to do that. Just lick your inner thighs and down the crease and stroke my fingers in the wake of my tongue and slide them out to your balls. All of my fingers, maybe. Make them really wet and just slide the surface my fingers down across your balls, across your perineum, and back up again. Oh, just delight in any little noises that you make and any way your hips move. Maybe your hands would grab my hair, grab my head. Maybe you try and bend down to kiss me. Try and thrust your hips up out of the chair. I don't know. I hope you'd tell me. I hope you'd show me with your body. Do you like it? My three fingers sliding up and down now. Actually, the whole palm of my hand really is sliding up and down between my lips. My pussy is really swollen and really slick. I guarantee that if I was doing all the things that were in my head, I would be fucking groaning. You would feel my breathing on your legs, on your balls. You would feel that I'm breathing harder and faster. That even though I want to fuck you, even though I want to climb on you and just, I don't know, devour you with my pussy, that's not what this is about. What this is about is I want you to come in my mouth.